Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
This is CBS Eye on the World. Here's John Batchelor.
With my colleague and friend and co-host Gordon Chang at Gordon G. Chang. The Chinese have a stock market, you've heard. The question is, who's playing that and who is holding the bag? Because the market goes up and down, mostly down. We welcome our colleague, longstanding Fraser Howey, co-author of Red Capitalism, to help me keep through this segment without saying, gee, what's new here? Fraser, I read from a recent Bloomberg report. This is a quote by BCA researcher Marco Papich. China's been unloved for 3 years. There's a reason for that. It's because most people think China is uninvestable. And this market reaction right now is perfectly rational. A lot of people who got kind of panicked because of fear of missing out are going to say to themselves after it crashes, oh my God, what did I do? Is there something new in the Chinese market that we haven't seen before in the New York market about panic and fear and greed? Good evening to you, Fraser.
Hello, John. There is very seldom anything new under the sun. And China has, as much as the regulators and the exchanges tell you when you meet them, we're trying to avoid boom and bust. They just recycle through boom and bust cycles, which are largely driven by government policy, and in this case, the government comes out with a monetary policy, part of which is saying we're going to pump all this money into stock market through various means. And guess what? The Chinese investors, there aren't that many as often as talked about. It's not mom and pop investors. They're generally actually now a lot of hedge fund or trader type of investors with their computers all rigged up. And when the market starts to move and those stories come out, they just turn the machines on and it buys the market up. It'll bring in some other investors and it keeps buying. But this is all short-term speculation. And today it's starting to end in tears. There may still be further run-ups, but ultimately this is not a sign of a healthy or an investable market. It's purely speculation driven by government policy.
Gordon, you have a question for Fraser.
Fraser, the Chinese stock markets were formed in the first years of the 1990s. You would think by now that they would have institutionalized themselves. But really what we're talking about is a failure and a fundamental failure of the Chinese economy. Isn't that right?
Yes, on both counts. Although one thing always to remember, of course, is that the stock market in China has somewhat developed independently of the economy, because so many of those companies that built the Chinese economy, when you think many of those manufacturing joint ventures or those export companies or even the private sector, for literally decades, they weren't allowed to list or couldn't get listed. So the stock market's always been pretty divorced from the economy. But you're spot on. China's had stock markets for 30 years. As I say, I've spoken to regulators and exchanges many times. They're always trying to avoid, they're wanting long-term funds, they're wanting value investing. They don't want boom and bust. And yet, government policy is focused around boom and bust. Every few years, you get a boom, and then just as suddenly it comes crashing back down. This may be a very short-lived boom. We'll see. Unless the government comes through with some more real fiscal support and puts more money in people's pockets, it's very difficult to see how, even in the short term, the economy is really going to get back on its feet.
Fraser, is there indication that Beijing understands that the foreign investor has left and is not coming back until they stop manipulating the economy? Do they get that in Beijing?
John, I've been scratching my head for quite a while now, probably longer than I'd like to admit, of just what does Beijing, and by when we say that, what do we mean Xi Jinping and the senior leadership, what do they really understand is going on in the economy? They've seen now that foreign investors have been leaving. Certainly stock investors have been leaving in droves. They've clamped down on information flow about foreign investment into the stock market. So they're clearly concerned about this, but they just seem to, they fail to understand that the way to build a strong stock market is having good disclosure and good institutions. They continually default back. And we know this with Xi Jinping. He's all about control and command. And so it's very difficult to see how they're ever really going to become that investable market they want to be if their behavior remains like this.
Gordon, you have a question.
Fraser, you mentioned that the institutions now dominate the Chinese stock markets and that it's no longer retail driven. Do you see China's retail investors actually coming back in force, or are they just out of the market for good?
No, look, I think there are, look, there, it's a big population. There's a big middle class and it's a lower class. And the small mom and pop type of investor has always been there. I think the, what to be remembered, though, is that the bulk of the funds are being managed by non-mom and pop style of investors, even if they're going through individual accounts. This can often be somebody who's pooling funds or is attracting money and is using computers to help make the trading decisions. So there, some of them are sort of more formal hedge funds. Some of them are maybe smaller operations. But the bottom line is that the average, you know, the Chinese consumer has been beaten down. You know, if you're not prepared to invest in a lot of daily sort of, you know, consumer goods, it's unlikely you're going to be speculating in the stock market too much. No doubt the recent moves have certainly probably brought some people into the marketplace. But fundamentally, the bulk of Chinese middle class stay out of the marketplace because it's simply too volatile. If it's uninvestable for foreigners, why should it be investable for Chinese?
My understanding is that the way forward is the consumer. Does the consumer respond in China to any indication from the central government, or has the consumer shut his or her ears?
Look, I think that you're right. Consumption, and one of the things China wants to do is move its economy from investment-driven to consumption-driven. But the way you're going to improve consumption, you know, there's nothing genetically different or economically different from, you know, what you see elsewhere in Asia or in the States or in Europe. If consumers have more money, they will consume more. And the problem is that in China, the, where the money ends up, where the wealth ends up is reflective of the power structures. And the man in the street has no power in China. The state has power. And Xi Jinping wants power and money to flow to the center. And that means that the households are getting a lower share of the wealth in China than they should. And unless that imbalance is addressed, then how are you going to boost consumption? You ultimately need to put money in people's pockets. And people have to believe that that money is going to continue to come into their pockets.
1 minute, Gordon.
So, Fraser, what are the retail what are the opportunities in stock markets around Asia right now, if it's not China?
Oh, I don't want to necessarily comment on that. I think India, as we know, has been a strong marketplace recently. That's seen a lot of foreign flows, particularly. There seem to be the Indian companies seem to make a lot more sense. They've got 1.4 billion consumers, just like China. So that's been a good market, but I long gave up giving stock advice, Gordon. That's how you keep your friends. Don't give the advice.
Let's stay with China then. The property market collapsed. They're now coming up with subsidies for people to own mortgages or extend mortgages. That's more of the handouts that brought the collapse, Fraser. Does that mean capitalism is just beyond the understanding of the Central Committee? We have 30 seconds.
Well, look, I think what they've announced by reducing down payments, by reducing mortgage rates, that's fine if you are struggling to buy a house. People are not necessarily struggling to buy a house. There's still a lot of demand in certainly the big tier one cities. The problem is that people don't have confidence that the prices won't fall and fall substantially lower. You then also have further down in tier three, four cities, just vast oversupply of property. So unless prices fall and there's a clearing in the marketplace, the property market is not recovering.
Fraser Howey, co-author of Red Capitalism, watching the Chinese stock market go up and down, which is what markets do, just not quite this excited. Gordon Chang, at Gordon G. Chang, I'm John Bash.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3-bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort-style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments. River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Chances are you've been to the doctor recently, and you probably handed over your insurance, your ID, and even your social security number. Your doctor is just one of many places that has your personal info. And if any of them accidentally expose your details, you could be at risk for identity theft. LifeLock monitors millions of data points a second. If you become a victim, they'll fix it, guaranteed, or your money back. Save up to 40% your first year. Call 1-800-LIFELOCK and use promo code IHEART or go to lifelock.com/iHeart for 40% off. Terms apply.
Let's be real. Life happens. Kids spill, pets shed, and accidents are inevitable. Find a sofa that can keep up at washablesofas.com. Starting at just $699, our sofas are fully machine washable inside and out, so you can say goodbye to stains and hello to worry-free living. Made with liquid and stain-resistant fabrics, they're kid-proof, pet-friendly, and built for everyday life. Plus, changeable fabric covers let you refresh your sofa whenever you want. Need flexibility? Our modular design lets you rearrange your sofa anytime to fit your space, whether it's a growing family room or a cozy apartment. Plus, they're earth-friendly and trusted by over 200,000 happy customers. It's time to upgrade to a stress-free, mess-proof sofa. Visit washablesofas.com today and save. That's washablesofas.com. Offers are subject to change, and certain restrictions may apply.